Okay, fine. So we'll do this this briefly. So B'chukotai brings us the klalot, right? In general, in B'chukotai Teleichu, if you follow the Torah, you'll get these blessings. If you don't, then you won't. The main question I just want to deal with quickly is, well, what are the mitzvot to which this applies, right? So some of our Farshim think that it is basically all the mitzvot that we've gotten until now, right? We're standing now at the end of Vayikra, so whatever we had from Matan Torah until now, that is what this is going on. So for the Sferno, for example, says Kol mitzvot shenemru kodem shetchil parashat im b'chukotai heim hachukim v'mishvedim v'atarot shalem nichrat habrit b'vrachot uklalot. Everything that was said before this is what we are referring to, right? So that means just simply everything in the Torah until now. Now, then obviously you have to ask why that would be what you make the brit on and not per se what comes afterwards, right? In the rest of the Torah, but fundamentally, that's what he thinks. And then, you know, you can talk about the different words that are used. The mishpatim can refer to the laws in mishpatim. The chukim refers to maybe the laws of the chagim, Toman Tara, Shemitah, and Torot are the karbanot. Why are Torot the karbanot? Because each of the karbanot starts off with Torah HaMincha, Torah HaOlah, Torah HaAsham, Torah HaShlamim. And the like. Now it's also possible that now does it literally mean only the mitzvot that were given in Har Sinai? Does it mean the ones that were given in Har Sinai or in Ol Moed around Har Sinai? Right. So then you'd have to talk about. But definitely, you have these mefarshim who think that it is right at least everything until now. Then you have Mefarshim who go even farther, who say, forget the ones until now, it is everything. So, for example, Rashi, as we talked about last week, right? Rashi says, right, why is Shemitah mentioned now? Right? To tell you that all, just like Shemitah was said at Har Sinai, with all its details and all its generalities, so do all the mitzvot. Right? So, following in that, he'll just say, well, yeah. The brit here is Yekablu Alehem Et HaTorah Balav Shvuah, right? All these examples are just examples. Shemitah is just an example of all other mitzvot, and the brit is for everything, all mitzvot. But the simplest pshat, as the Rashbam notes, is, and he says this in many many places, is that what is the brachot and the klalot primarily on Shemitah, right? These mitzvot that we just said, right? The brit is, we just said that Shemitah was said at Har Sinai, and then we go into Im b'chukotai teleichu, it's Shemitah. As he says, the beginning of this parashah, Shechein hitchila parashat Shemitah, v'yidaber Hashem Moshe b'Har Sinai. What are the chukim from Sinai for which you have a brit? Well, Perek Chaf Aleph, Chapei in Vayikra said, Bahar Sinai Lemor on Shemitah. And therefore, the Tochachot are Bishvil HaShemitah. Hey, what's the proof? Because what is one of the punishments listed in the Tochacha? That you go, Kol Yimei HaShamat Tishvot, that for all the days that it didn't rest, so the land has to rest. Right? You go into Galut, which, Kichol Mitzvot Shal Parashat Rav Sinai, Bishmot V'Yavlot Medaber. Why does it say that? Why is it that the punishment mentioned there of Galut is that the land will get to do its Shemitah, because all of Bahar, the unit immediately preceding the Klalot, are Shemitah, Yovel, Shlichut Avadim, Chazarat Karkaot, all the things that are related to Shvitat Haaretz. And specifically, those are the ones to which you have Galut. Now, why would that be, right? Since we're talking about Shemitah all year, so why would that be the case? And I think this just highlights what we've talked about all year, is that Shemitah is so fundamental in terms of, right, everything we've talked about this year, in terms of recognizing that the land belongs to God, recognizing that we don't own everything, recognizing the equality we're supposed to have between people, right? The interpersonal, the Ben Adam Lamakam components, the comprehensive nature in which Shemitah does that over the course of a year, the way that Yovel controls the entire economy, right? And every 50 years resets the economy to remind you that the land belongs to God, right? It controls everything, right? The entire economy, the entire spiritual fabric of society is built around Shemitah Yovel. It makes sense that if you fail to recognize that, that you go into galut because you've missed the entire purpose. But the Rashbam's Perush, right, again, without getting too much because we spent so much time on it this year, just to recognize that the possibility and maybe even the probability, the simplest shot, is that the tocha comes primarily, maybe not exclusively, if you want to, but at least in no short, right, in no small part, specifically because people failed Shemitah and Yovel, just highlights how important the messages of Shemitah and Yovel are, as we've been talking about this year, and I think just adds an element to why it is so important, and why Shemitah and Yovel is so comprehensive and teaches so much about the way the economy works, the way we relate to Israel, the way we relate to God, the way we relate to other people, and to say that that's the reason that the Tochacha comes, right, and not for other mitzvot. The fact that even a possibility in the Torah says a lot about the importance of these mitzvot. I'll leave it there because we're already running late.